Weekend. America Weekend. This is the place for information, entertainment, conversation, innovation, I hope. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Welcome. I like to share articles that resonate with me, and I just came across an article in on Inc.com, which is from Inc. magazine, that I thought was very timely because it's about vacationing and work. How do you integrate your work, the things you continue to do while you're on vacation? Now, many people say, don't do it. Put the phone down. Don't go to email. Don't text. Tell everybody you're away. You're unplugging. And that could be good, but there's a problem with that. That when you get back from vacation, what's awaiting you is so stressful that those 5 or 7 or 10 days that you took away are just wiped out. So I don't like that either. I don't like knowing that when I come back, there's an onslaught waiting for me. So I think there is a happy medium, quite honestly, between doing a little bit of work while you're vacationing. And so Brian DeHoff, who is founder and CEO of AHA, not quite sure what that is, but okay, wrote an article for Inc. on how to work on vacation and keep your family happy too. I thought that was a great article because I think it's important. And because this gentleman has a number of passions, which is traveling and family and work, he's able to combine them all together. In fact, in his article, he quotes a recent survey by British Airways, discovering that full-time workers spend at least half an hour working every day while on vacation. They don't completely stop. They do a little bit every day. So how to integrate all of this into a good experience? And Brian came up with 6 ways that people who vacation can also work without ruining the trip or getting their family annoyed or their significant other. So first thing to do is set expectations and communicate to the person or persons you're traveling with how you're going to fit in your vacation time and your business time together. So you're going to communicate this to both your family and your colleagues on how it's going to work. And then, since you can't be available all the time, you need to identify somebody who can stand in for you and answer questions if they come up. Nobody should be contacting you every 2 seconds while you're on vacation. So give other people the chance to work and do things for you that you don't have to do. And this also, if you're in charge of a team or management, will help to increase the skills of your team. Put the phone down. Don't keep checking constantly on your phone while you're on vacation. If somebody needs you, they will reach out to you and they will find you. But don't keep checking. You know, make sure that you give yourself the time to enjoy your vacation. And then find a private place, says Brian. When you're working, you don't want to be interrupted and you need to be efficient. So find a space that you can work and do it there. This way it will be done in a good time way, it will be done efficiently, and it will be over with. Also be flexible. When this person was in Scotland, where he was vacationing, he was trying to do a video conference, and there were some storms that came through, disrupted the internet service at the lodge where he was staying. So what he did was he sent a text to a colleague who contacted the candidate that he was talking to, and it was rescheduled. So he had a backup plan, because sometimes when you're traveling, certainly in different countries, we do have tech fails. So keep that in mind. And also share what you've experienced with your family, with your significant other. If they see how excited you are and how much you love what you do, they may be more likely to accept it and respect your workspace when you need to check in with work and do a little bit of work, instead of constantly saying, come on, join us and put that phone down and don't go to your email. Make sure that they understand how important it is to you, that it is integral to you and it's part of your personality. This way, everybody is respectful and everybody understands what to expect when you go on vacation. I think these are very smart ideas to keep in mind the next time you vacate and you have to do some work. Thanks for joining us on America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
America Weekend. Welcome to America. American Biker Minute. Like bikers, brake pads and rotors need to mate properly in order to function as a unit. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Fast motorcycles will not last long without fresh quality braking power. If you're replacing brake pads, a little scotch goes a long way. Where do you think the material went on your worn set of brake pads? Repeatedly compressed against the brake rotor, those pads leave quite a bit of material behind. The rotor can glaze over, giving new pads less grab. When switching out brake pads, apply cheap spray-on brake cleaner to the rotor and wipe thoroughly. Sand down any stubborn leftover high spots with a Scotch-Brite pad.
My only high is the 2 wheels.
And take a ride to seat in the new brake pads. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Imagine being on the receiving end of one of these two statements. First, you perform below expectations on this project.
Or second, expectations weren't met on this project.
The second one doesn't make you defensive because it uses the passive voice, focusing on the project rather than the person. Most people do the opposite.
With the passive voice, you can offer criticism without sounding critical. They don't feel backed into a corner. They feel like you're on their side. You're not fixing the blame. You're trying to fix the problem with their help.
So when discussing anything negative, use your passive voice. Then you'll have a conversation instead of a confrontation. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.